Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today, we're digging into something
yeah.
that's pretty important for anyone working here in California.
Absolutely.
Workplace violence prevention. You know, you hear about it.
For sure.
But are we really prepared?
Right.
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And get this, reported incidents, they've actually spiked like almost 10%. Just in the past year. So clearly, something had to change.
Definitely.
And that's where these brand new employer requirements come into play. We're going deep into excerpts from Workplace Violence Prevention, California's new requirements for employers. We got to break this down so you're not caught flat-footed, right?
I think that's a great idea because this is a hot topic. And feeling safe at work, I mean, that's like the baseline
right.
and these regulations.
Yeah.
They're all about shifting from just reacting to actually preventing things.
Proactive, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get into all the details, let's set the stage here, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about California. I mean,
yeah.
it's known for protecting workers. What was the real push behind all these new requirements?
Well, I mean, obviously the increase in incidents, that's huge. But there's also this growing understanding that workplace violence, it's more than just, you know, somebody getting physically attacked.
Right.
It's the threats, the harassment.
Oh, yeah.
Even just that feeling of hostility that can just... hang over a workplace. So California is broadening things, taking a much more preventative approach.
Okay, I like that. Now, the document we're looking at, it really zeroes in on employers.
Yeah.
What's the biggest shift they need to kind of get their heads around?
Well, the core of it is this. Employers are now required to have a written workplace violence prevention plan. This isn't just a, you know, a vague idea they have.
Got it.
It's a real documented, detailed plan.
Oh, interesting.
It includes things like identifying potential risks, you know, specific to their industry and where they are, outlining how you report incidents if they do happen. And I think one of the most important things is providing training for employees.
Training, that seems
like
that's really key, right? Because you can have the best plan in the world.
For sure.
But if nobody knows what to do or how to even spot the warning signs, it's kind of useless.
Exactly. And the regulations really stress that the training needs to be relevant to the specific work environment.
Okay.
Think about it. You know, a retail store, their training might focus on de-escalation. Right. How to handle a difficult customer.
Right, right.
But a construction site, they might prioritize training on how to address, you know, potential conflicts between coworkers.
Yeah, that makes sense. Safety first.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's be real.
Okay.
Some people might hear this and be like, oh, come on, more paperwork, more hoops to jump through.
Yeah.
How would you respond to that kind of pushback?
I mean, it's a valid concern, especially for smaller businesses, you know. But I think if we can reframe this a little bit, it's not just about checking boxes to be compliant. It's about building a culture of safety that actually benefits everyone.
Okay.
I mean, studies consistently show that when people feel safer at work, they're happier, they're more productive, there's less turnover.
Wow.
And sometimes even lower insurance premiums.
So it's not just about avoiding the bad stuff. It's about creating this like positive ripple effect.
Precisely. And, you know, one thing that I think often gets overlooked is that risk assessment part of the plan.
Hmm.
This isn't just a check the box exercise. It really requires employers to look at their workplace, think about what's happened in the past. What are the potential hazards? Even just the layout of their space.
Okay. So give me an example. Let's say I work at a busy restaurant.
Okay.
What kind of risks would my employer need to consider?
That's a great example.
Yeah.
Because in a restaurant, you might have late night hours.
Right.
You might have customers who are, you know, maybe a little intoxicated, maybe some dimly lit areas. So the risk assessment would need to think about these things and then figure out, okay, how do we mitigate this? Maybe better lighting, maybe specific security protocols, maybe really clear communication systems for the staff.
Okay, that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So to wrap this all up, what's like the one big takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
You know, I think it's this. Workplace safety, it's a shared responsibility.
Oh.
These new regulations, they give us a framework, a starting point.
Right.
But it really takes both employers and employees to create that safer, more positive work environment. So if you see something, say something, participate in the training, be an advocate for safety where you work.
I love that. And for our listeners out there, if you haven't already, start those conversations at your workplace. Ask about the plan. Participate in the training.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to make your voice heard because at the end of the day, everybody deserves to feel safe and respected while they're earning a living. Until next time, stay curious.